When I read Jane Smiley's book, The Age of Grief, it came close to edging out Thomas Mann's Death in Venice as my personal choice for the best novella ever written. Granted, the competition in this category isn't exactly stiff. The novella is an awkward form, too clumsy for most short story writers, too cramped for most novelists, and too unprofitable for almost all publishers. But for masters like Smiley and Mann, the novella is just the right length for recording slow deaths. Smiley's two new novellas don't quite match the greatness of The Age of Grief, but they come close. The cozy titles of these novellas, Ordinary Love and Goodwill, are ironic. They share the same stern, tragic worldview that informed The Age of Grief. Once again, Smiley writes about relationships between men and women and parents and children in a weird elegiac tone that seems to be borrowed from old Norse legends. Her writing has an anachronistic charge. It's what episodes of Cosby would be like if they were written by the Beowulf poet. The first novella, Ordinary Love, tells the story of Rachel, a 52-year-old mother of five grown children. 20 years ago, Rachel's husband took the kids and left her when he learned that she was having a love affair with a neighbor. Now, at a family reunion, Rachel decides to share the story of that affair with her children, to show them that old mom wasn't always sexless. But Rachel's attempt at openness invites bitter responses from her children. Afterwards, Rachel tries to understand how the conversation, like her family life, has backfired. She says, "I think that I have given my children the two cruelest gifts I had to give, which are these, the experience of perfect family happiness and the certain knowledge that it could not last." The second novella, Goodwill, also mocks people's attempts to control their lives. Bob Miller, his wife Liz, and their 8-year-old son Tommy have retreated from the world to a self-contained life on a farm in Pennsylvania. They slaughter their own sheep, weave their own clothes, and manage to get by on $343.67 a year. But this intimate commune disintegrates when Tommy is exposed to Reeboks and MTV by his friends at school. The cell of good living that Bob works so hard to maintain becomes diseased. Even worse, he realizes that his humble lifestyle has been a form of megalomania, an attempt to play God on his own little acre. Goodwill may be the better novella only because, as she did in Age of Grief, Smiley here enters fully into her male narrator's mind and speaks easily in his voice. It's an impressive act of gender ventriloquism that women writers rarely attempt. But both novellas starkly illuminate the ways in which parents' choices can capriciously warp their children's lives. Judging from her jacket photo, Jane Smiley's face suits her name. But don't be fooled. Hers is the rueful grin of a born fatalist.